So much for privilege, white working class boys to fall even further behind in education. By Peter Cattell on August 15, 2022. The post-lockdown British education system will likely see white working class boys falling even further behind compared to children from other backgrounds, one expert has said. In the wake of 2 years of on and off Wuhan virus lockdowns, white working class boys are likely to be the biggest losers when it comes to education. With one expert predicting that this year's state exam results will show the demographic falling even further behind when it comes to university admissions. White boys from working class backgrounds already appeared systematically disadvantaged in the British education system, being 50% less likely to earn strong grades in state exams compared to other equally poor children of different ethnicities. While white pupils as a whole in Britain have suffered the lowest entry rate into university institutions since 2007. According to a report by The Times, things are likely to go from bad to worse. With the highly competitive post-lockdown rush for university places looking set to see disadvantaged young white boys fall even further behind the pack as the government battles to quash rapid grade inflation from the coronavirus era. We need to recognize that white working-class boys now suffer some of the lowest university participation rates compared with any other groups, social mobility professor Lee Elliott Major told the publication, emphasizing that children from poor backgrounds had been disproportionately harmed by lockdown when it came to educational opportunity. A particular vulnerability for white working-class pupils appears to be poor reading early in secondary, high, school, which stymies subsequent learning, he said. The damage government lockdowns have caused young working-class white men in Britain now looks set to compound other systemic disadvantages they already suffered. With a push by universities to become more diverse in particular resulting in ever fewer white individuals making it into the United Kingdom's top educational institutions. While white boys had been the least likely to make it to university at all since 2007, in the 2020-2021 academic year they also became the least likely to attend the country's most elite institutions, with only 10.5% making it to Britain's top universities that year. This is compared to 10.7% of black students, 13.4% of mixed-race students, 15.6% of Asian students, and a staggering 40.7% of Chinese students. White working-class young males are now the truly disadvantaged group in Britain, one Oxford University professor said in regards to the statistic. What we are seeing is a terrible waste of talent on an enormous scale, he continued. This appalling situation also sows the seeds of social unrest. Despite this massive societal shift in opportunity that now sees Britain's poorest white children systematically disadvantaged not just in the educational sphere but in other areas too, many of the United Kingdom's educational institutions are still very much focused on tackling supposed institutional racism and white privilege. One publicly funded anti-racism course even makes the claim that cancel culture has provided benefits for racial/social justice, saying that it allows people or entities to be held accountable for immoral or unacceptable behavior. We still live in a racist society, the course asserts, while claiming that white people have a responsibility to solve the problem of racism. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.